It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Fab Four Fraxis Friday. Yeah. That means we're going to play the Fab Four for all of our little breaks for commercials, our bumper music. However, today I picked a Fab One. I'm going to play Ringo Starr. So I'm going to see him next month in Las Vegas. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I've seen Paul McCartney 3 times. Now I get to see Ringo Starr. How cool is that going to be? Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. It is April the 5th. And we're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. And one of those come in really good where you're at. The other two are a little scratchy. So you pick and choose which one you like. And you heard our phone number, 234. That's our area code, 343-1065. You're welcome to call in any time you have a comment or a thought or a question. A couple things to tell you about before we get to our executive director, CEO, president from the Boys and Girls Club. It's free cat and dog month at the Bullhead City Animal Control. That's right. Swanee's of Bullhead City is paying your adoption fee. You want to adopt a cat? You want to adopt a dog? You don't have to pay. You can just go in and go, come here, Fido. Pick it up. Take it home. It's that simple. Almost. Anyways, you got some paperwork to do. Call the animal shelter. Get their exact hours. 928-763-6000. And there's a blood drive going on today at the Chamber of Commerce upstairs. Started right now. Goes till 2 o'clock. Go give the gift of life. Tonight is the Traces Golf Tournament Calcutta at Mojave Resort. Questions, call Gary Reynolds. Or if you want to play golf tomorrow morning with Gary Reynolds and friends, call 928-716-8182. Tomorrow in Kingman, it's the Market in the Park Easter Market event. Kind of the kickoff for their farmers market in Lewis Kingman Park, 8 o'clock in the morning till 3. And then tomorrow there's a free pet resource at Rotary Park. Yeah, and that's from 10 o'clock until 2 over by the dog park under the Ramada. And don't forget, tomorrow is the big Laughlin Air Show. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. We talked about it yesterday with Carrie. And Monday there's a blood drive at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center on Marina Boulevard, 9 o'clock till 2. Call by talent, 877-258-4825. All right, let's change the tunes. And as I mentioned, we're going to play.
Folks, please welcome Ringo Starr and the Roundheads.
Ringo Starr. He gets high with a little help from his friends. Yeah, and one of my friends is Autumn Boyle Robinson, president, CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. Is that right?
That is me.
That's the way to say it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River.
It's a mouthful sometimes.
Three clubs right now.
Three clubs, three stores.
Yeah, maybe four some soon. She's like, does he know what he's saying? They're a lot of work. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, it's a ton of work. It's a ton of work right now.
I was thinking about this. What would you say is the youngest person that, well, let's say that again. Who's the staffer that started as a young kid and now is a staffer or a counselor during the summer? I mean, do you have someone that started coming in there at 5 and now they're a...
I don't know 5. So my athletic director, Mike Nesbitt, used to be a club kid. I don't know what years.
Ah.
My teen director, Irene, started with us through the Coyote program. It used to be called the Coyote program.
Okay.
And then I know I have a couple other ones, too, that all they started as club kids. Sometimes, you know, it was when they just moved to town, so they might have been 10.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we have quite a few that have come through the ranks.
Right. And with all three of your campuses, you know, you got the Bullhead in Fort Mojave and then Laughlin.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, no, it's amazing. And a lot of them like to, you know, they tell their stories and they talk about, like, so we still do the Summer Olympics and they're very adamant, like, that we have to do the Olympics. It's a tradition. So
some things they won't let you get rid of.
No, they won't.
Yeah. So now you've got this new concept of a fundraiser.
Yes.
Did you get this at a meeting? I mean, did you go to a group of executive directors and somebody else was talking about it and you went, I'm stealing that?
No. So I really, you know, my background is business.
Right.
So I had a small business for a while. I was a business major in school. And I've just been born and raised in this community. So I always look at things from a business perspective. And when I was looking at all the fundraisers that are happening everywhere,
right,
you know, and as the Boys and Girls Club, when we're going out and we're looking for sponsorships, we're looking for donations, we need raffle prizes, we need auction items, it's been getting harder and harder and harder. And I don't believe it's because the community cares any less.
Right.
It's because they're getting asked 1,000 times more. And there's a lot of really worthy causes out there. So I was looking for something that wouldn't be a drain, might be the wrong word, but wouldn't put so much pressure on the small businesses
right. And
the large businesses. I mean, Dot Foods is amazing. They're a huge business.
Yeah.
But they can't sponsor everything. It seems like they do.
I don't think they know that yet.
but, you know, I can only go to that well so many times.
Right.
So, and I also wanted to bring the community something that they don't have the option for. And you know me, like I'm a small town girl, true and true.
Oh, yeah.
I have no interest in ever living in a city. But when I go to the city, the thing that I love is the unique kind of hidden treasures that you find. And so we've gone to Chicago, we've gone to Idaho, we did one in Georgia, and you go and you find these little speakeasies. And they're hidden bars. They're typically not really well advertised. You have to know somebody who knows somebody. Or, you know, with social media now, you can kind of like figure it out. But they're bars that are in places where they're not necessarily a bar, or it's a bar in a bar.
Right.
Where, you know, like I have one in, I think we were in Idaho or maybe Lake Tahoe, and you literally, you walk into a bar and you open a refrigerator, like a cooler door, and you walk downstairs into a different bar.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, it's kind of like the Regency has a second bar that's down below the river that a lot of people don't know about.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's not a top secret or anything.
Yeah, so it's just.
So you're looking for that type of event and fundraiser.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for sure. It has to be a fundraiser.
Are you Autumn doesn't get out of bed without someone paying her to. Is this going to replace Margarita and Fiesta, or is this just going to put them on hold for a while?
So, you know, the board, we couldn't really come to a decision. Is this going to fully replace the Fiesta, or is it something that the Fiesta just needs a pause? You know, do we want to bring it back in a different way?
Okay.
But when we were looking at Fiesta, when you're holding an event for 750 people, it should bring in a large chunk of change. Like,
right.
That's a huge effort for both my staff and my board. And it's a lot of ask for the community to bring in those auction items. And
it's a labor intensive event for you.
It's a labor intensive event, not only for me.
And so just for fundraisers, there's got to be money spent just to make the fundraiser.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened with Fiesta. Is it? Well, there were so many expenses tied to it.
Right.
And I think, you know, in the previous years, like pre-COVID era, and even like 5 years before that, you know, the casinos needed us to bring them a huge party. They don't need us anymore. They still love us, but they don't need us anymore. So you're not getting as many of the breaks as you used to.
Well, and it made it a little easier when one of your board members was the general manager.
Absolutely. I totally miss, I mean, Sean's still on my board, but I definitely missed him being at the Aquarius. And then you had the issue where, you know, we used to be the only big auction. And now there's 7, 8 giant auctions. And again, they're all worthy nonprofits. So it's not that I want to, I'm not saying I want the only one. I just thought it was time to, let's try something different and let's try a completely different model.
Well, and I will tell you that the Noon Kiwanis Club is pretty much doing the same thing. The Easter egg hunt last Sunday was their last one.
I read that.
After 37 years.
Yeah.
And they've already decided that they're not going to do a trunk or treat this year.
Wow.
Because there's so many both. There's so many trunk or treats now. There's so many Easter egg hunts. You know, the Chamber's doing one. Fort Mojave Fire, Mojave Valley Fire.
Yeah.
Home Depot did one this year. And there's just so many of them that they're saying, we're going to do something else. And this is basically what you're saying, the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to. And if anybody wants to copy the Kiwanis Kids Expo with 89 easy ups, you go right ahead. Just pick a different time of the year. You know, do it in October or something. But the fire department does that. That's when that fire permission fair is. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So we completely flipped it. So the Trilogy Speakeasy it's a $100 ticket. So it's a higher entry cost.
Not cheap.
You have to really want to go.
Right.
And really love the kids.
Yep.
And when you get in there, you're treated to three signature cocktails. So we have some amazing distilleries that have supported us. We have Grand Canyon Brewing and Distillery.
Okay.
We have Canyon Diablo Distillery out of Flagstaff. So you get three signature cocktails, and these are not like your rum and cokes. Like these are unique, really, like something you would get in Chicago or Vegas. That's, you know, it's something with multiple spirits and garnishes and the whole nine yards. And there's no plastic cups. Like it is a high end experience.
Right.
And then you're also treated
Don't wear your Nikes.
Yeah. You're also treated to three different entertainers. So for this event, like we have a belly dancer coming in from Las Vegas. A belly dancer coming in from Las Vegas. And she is absolutely amazing. I'm really excited. And then we have a magician coming in.
Oh.
And then I'm working on nailing down my third one. But so you get three completely unique ones because I wanted to bring something, again, something different, something that you don't have access to. If you live in Vegas, you can go catch a show, a magician any day of the week. You can catch a belly dancer. You can catch a comedian. You can catch all those right then and there. But we don't have access to that, which I think is good because then we'd be Vegas, and I don't want to be in Vegas.
No, me neither.
But the other thing that we did is that when you come into the speakeasy, there's no raffles. There's no auctions. There's nobody hitting you up for 50-50 tickets. You're literally there to enjoy an exclusive, high-end, mysterious evening out.
Okay.
So you just get to, tip your bartenders because all that goes to the club. But, but I mean, you're not going to be hit up every time you turn around. Which, you know, when you go to a fundraiser, you expect that.
Yes, you do.
But I also think sometimes when you go to a fundraiser, you want to go there for the social aspect.
Right.
And it's hard when you're constantly.
And when you go to Oktoberfest or Cornfest, you're going to run into 15 people you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going to spend money.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing you're talking about. That's one of the reasons, and I brought it up yesterday morning when we had our first committee meeting for next year's expo. I don't want it to be cost the parents anything. If they want to buy a hot dog for their kid, it costs them a dollar.
Right.
You know, none of the booths sell anything. And I like that the parents can say, this is not Cornfest, Oktoberfest. I may run into people I know. My kids may run into soccer players. They may run into kids from the Boys and Girls Club. But I'm not going to spend a boatload of money at this event.
Right.
Home with a boatload of information.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So then you'll have the opportunity to purchase additional cocktails at the bar. You'll have opportunity to buy. We have like a little light bites menu because it's not a dinner. You're not reserving a table. It's intimate seating. You know, there's a stage. You can sit here. You can sit there. You can stand over there and talk. There's whiskey tastings. So it's all the different unique vibes that are there. But it's something like there isn't a bar like this here.
You're excited about this.
I'm very excited.
Tell. Yeah, well. You steal something from another town and bring it here and make it yours.
Right?
Yeah. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more with Autumn. You have questions? 234-343-1065. Give us a call. Can't tell you where it's at yet.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Get ready, get set, let's bingo on the river at Edgewater Casino Resort's all-new bingo room. Be one winner with all-time bingo favorites, including manager specials and our very own bigger bingo coverall. A multi-location progressive jackpot where you could win up to 100% of the jackpot in 55 numbers or less. Have a ball and get your B-I-N-G-O on at Edgewater. For more information, visit us online at edgewater-casino.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Oh, it's designed to help patients in a skilled nursing facility, but it kind of feels like a home, you know? I mean, you've got your own room, and you've got personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, beauty shop, barber shop, secured outdoor patios, life enrichment tours and activities. And stop by and see it for yourself. Go in and tell them you got Uncle Henry you might need to put in there and let them show you around. They'll do that for you. Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, the fitness center, totally remodeled. Brand new equipment. You can work out with this equipment from Pro Maxima Equipment. It's open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, steam room, access, yeah. And it's $50 a month. Can't beat that. Open to the public. Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need emergency care, you kind of want it fast, you know. I mean, started when you were like 3 and you got a little splinter in your hand. Mom! Yeah. You know, you want it right now. Take it out. Fix it. Well, if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. So you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to take care, evaluate you, and take care of serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24-7. 24-7. Just go there. Walk right in the emergency room. You need help? They're there. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. All right, we're back with Autumn Boyle Robinson talking about the Boys and Girls Club Speakeasy. What's the date of this event?
It is April 20th, so just a couple weeks.
Oh, just a couple weeks.
I know. So,
and how do they get tickets?
They go to TrilogySpeakeasy.com.
Trilogy Speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that a company that's helping you with this?
No, I named it Trilogy because we have 3 clubs.
Oh.
We have 3 stores. We're doing it 3.
You stay up and worry about this stuff at night.
I do.
Poor husband.
We have, we're doing 3 speakeasies. You get 3 entertainers. Do you see a theme here? And you get notified about the location of the events 3 days before the event.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you that it'll be in Bullheader, Fort Mojave.
Okay.
And so you know that you're in your own location, where not
you're
sending
gonna,
you
you're
off
head, yeah.
to somewhere.
You're not going to
yeah.
Kingman and
you,
to have
yeah.
it. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm 99.9% sure you've never enjoyed a cocktail here before.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, we don't drink, my wife and I.
Oh, there's mocktails.
Mocktails?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's mocktails, too.
Right.
So.
Think about that. She works. So. Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. It's a yeah. Saturday night.
Okay.
So,
Saturday
yeah.
night, the 20th. All right. Now, say, buy the tickets now.
Yes, buy tickets now.
How many people can you fit in there?
Max 150.
Oh, okay.
So it's very intimate. It's not like you're, it's not a huge.
It's not a chamber mixer. It's more wear a sport coat and
yeah, know. I say it's not a 20s themed speakeasy. This isn't your grandparents' speakeasy.
Right.
This is like a dress.
This is autumn speakeasy.
To impress, but not in costume. Yeah.
Yeah, so just kind of dress up a little bit. Come, you know, wear a sport coat,
yeah.
and come and expect to visit with people, meet some people you don't know.
Yeah, enjoy some entertainment.
Yeah.
Have a good laugh. And
yeah, it can be a lot of fun.
Make some memories.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'm gonna have to have you in afterwards.
Right.
So
do I have like 30 seconds left?
Yes.
Okay, because tomorrow at the air show. We're going to be there at the Boys and Girls Club, along with Envy Energy, is holding the Touch-A-Truck.
Touch-A-Truck.
So we have 15 vehicles coming in. We have, obviously, Nevada Energy. We have S&S Concrete. Dot Foods is bringing out their huge, beautiful semi. And we have cranes and trash trucks, and Mojave Electric is coming. We have some race cars. And the kids get to get in there and sit in the driver's seat, touch some buttons, learn about the careers, and, like, how do you use science, technology, engineering, and math. The yeah. first 200 kids get a free book.
First question with a trash truck is, how do you know when it's full?
Right. yeah. And we yeah. have some different STEM activities. So we have, like, a giant slingshot, kind of Angry Bird style. And then we have a wind tunnel that they get to build little flyers for. So, yeah, lots of fun. So come see us at the air show. We'll see. Come see us at the Touch-A-Truck.
Touch-A-Truck tomorrow.
Yes.
Opens at 11, right?
11, and the Touch-A-Truck is done at 2. So
okay.
from 11 to 2.
All right, 11 to 2.
Yeah.
And they're going to be right there. And it's free entry.
Free entry,
so
absolutely.
Just walk right in, bring your kids over.
Yep, walk right in. We're right. We're really close to the entry, so you can't miss us.
We had race cars last year at the expo, and they just were lined up to get in it.
Oh, yeah. They're so excited. So.
Well, because they have a screen on the to look through and everything.
Oh, gotcha.
And once you get inside, you're in a race car. I mean, everything you've ever seen on TV, now you're in it.
You're in it, yeah. So yeah.
Kids love it.
Kids love it. And I think this is a really, like, I'm always a big proponent that kids are tactile learners. They want to touch it,
yep.
feel it, smell it, kick the tires, and then they can imagine, you know, like, my dad is not a contractor by trade, but is very well versed in all of that. Like,
right.
we built all of our houses
and
everything.
A firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we are doing any type of project, like, he can do math in his head like nobody's business. Like, estimations, and I'm like, I should have paid more attention in school. Holy cow. But people think, like, they don't think, well, how am I going to use geometry? How am I going to use this? Well,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, with those concrete trucks, they can tell you the PSI and the da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
And same with, you know, driving a semi. Like, it all comes into play. But I think for them to be able to see, like, how am I ever going to use this fraction?
Yeah.
Who cares? It matters. Like,
well,
it really does.
And now they can talk to these people to find out how they use it or what
yeah.
they use.
What
know?
They use. And
you know, mm-hmm. you don't look at a trash truck guy and think that he had a high school diploma and he has to worry about when it's full, you know, and
right.
how to line up and everything else to get the trash can and
yep.
pick it up properly.
Pick it up properly.
All these good things. I mean, they're not dummies. They're,
no,
they're technicians.
They're all
know?
Technicians,
yeah.
and they all have a different skill. And I think, you know, you obviously get on-the-job training when you
yeah.
come into something. They don't expect you to be a geometry genius.
Right.
But you have to know what's involved in the career.
Matt's on your board. Is he bringing one of his pest abatement trucks?
I didn't do a pest abatement truck.
Oh,
I know. I'm sorry.
Kids would love to be spraying that thing.
Right.
For more information, call Adam at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
928-763-1411.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Autumn.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Have a lot of fun tomorrow.
I will.
And plan to come back at the end of the month, and we'll talk about your trilogy, how it went.
Okay, for sure. Definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Stick around. We're going to come right back with Oxford House.
I hear the People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave, or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Causley with Arizona Financial, and I'd like to invite you to a free reverse mortgage seminar on Tuesday, April 23rd from noon to 1 at the Lake Havasu City Library. I'll give you a complete overview of the reverse mortgage program and the benefits of different loan products. Find out how to lower your cost of living while enjoying lunch on me. Call me, Suzanne Causley, at 928-230-9867 to reserve your seat today.
NMLS number 219405, Arizona Financial is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 411.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Back to Speak Out 2.0 live and in person from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Enjoy the ultimate French toast platters. I got a bunch of them. Banana nut and caramel French toast platter. Strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. Blueberry French toast platter. Lemon blueberry. And chocolate covered strawberries French toast platter. Yeah. You won't leave hungry, that's for sure. All available at Perkins in Bullhead City. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle lot. Yeah, right on the corner on Route 66 in downtown Kingman. 50 years on that corner they've been selling two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. What do you need? A van, a truck, an SUV, you know, economy car. You want a luxury car? Yeah, they got those too. Yeah. Plus, you can find that special. You want a little Toyota Tundra that's 4 years old? They'll find it for you. Yeah. It is still people come first at 66 Auto Sales. See the vehicles on the lot. You can see them right now. They're all on their website. Go to 66auto.com. Barron Services Professionals and Pest Solutions. Yeah. For your home or your business. You know, they want to protect your kids, your pets. You know, from ants, bugs, crickets, creepy crawlers. Yeah, and your business, the last thing you want is a customer in there going, I just stepped on a bug. No. If you're in Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, or Laughlin, you can be bug-free by calling Barron. Quality experience and family, Barron Services, 758-5499. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Cooperative want you to understand the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Now, the generation and transmission of this project and this electricity is not something they can do overnight. It's still in the planning phases. Learn more and stay up to date with the website that they've created just for this project, MojaveEnergyPark.com. If you still have questions, call 928-763-1110. All right, now in the studio, we have two gentlemen, Mark and Joshua, from Oxford House. Tell us first, what is Oxford House?
Okay, Oxford House is a peer-based, self-supporting recovery home. And what we are is we provide housing for the alcoholic and addict that wants to stop and stay stopped, and along with the rehabilitative support they need.
Do they have to go through a residential rehab first to come to your house?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They can come straight off the street. Per our Oxford House manual, there is no clean time required to enter into one of our homes.
Okay. So family members could contact you and say, you know, my son, my nephew, whatever, my neighbor, I want to bring him there. And where are your Oxford Houses?
We have about 120 Oxford Houses across Arizona, and we're in eight different counties.
Okay.
Here in Bullhead City, we have two men's houses.
Okay.
And then we have three houses in Lake Havasu City, which are one woman's house and two men's houses.
Okay.
Now, we get phone calls a lot of times from family members that are looking to help their loved ones
right.
get into a home. And, yes, we're complete transparency. We tell them everything they need to know.
Now, anyone who watches the news has seen where in Phoenix there's been some issues with these type of homes, where they've used apartments and motels to turn them into these type of homes, but drugs and alcohol are rampant there. How do you prevent that?
Well, we have a zero tolerance policy, of course, and each member in the house is required to hold themselves, each other, accountable. So
okay.
they're member run. There are no managers in these houses
right.
that are dictating what these members do. They pay their own equal expenses of the house to be able to pay rent, pay the utilities, get the house supplies that they need to run the house, such as toilet paper, paper towels. They make sure that each one goes to a set amount of recovery-style meetings
okay.
per week, work a program of recovery, along with getting a sponsor.
So some of them are probably going to meetings together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I know you have a house up by me off Silver Creek.
Yes. And
how many men are in there?
Right now we have...
Three vacancies, so yeah. Seven.
Seven? Seven in there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know it. I mean, I walk by it. I walk my neighborhood. And you don't have a clue that this house is different than any other house on the street.
Correct.
It just looks like another house. You know, people come and people go and people live there and work. What's the length of stay at Oxford House?
And that's the great thing about Oxford House is no one is ever asked to leave an Oxford House unless there is disruptive behavior by the member.
Right.
Or they don't pay their equal expenses. Or they go back to using or drinking. That is one thing that we do not tolerate.
Okay.
So you can stay in the Oxford House for 30 years if you like.
Okay. You allow family members to come and visit them?
Absolutely. We are very, very pro-family.
Okay.
A lot of members that come in have broken families. They've lost their children, estranged themselves from their complete family. So when we want their families to be a big part of their recovery and get their families back.
Is it hard sometimes to get the families to come back to a supportive role when they've tried to do that for this individual for so long, and they've been burned?
Yes. I mean, sometimes yes. But Oxford House being the time-tested program that it is, well, I shouldn't say program, but the time-tested.
Well, it is kind of a program. I mean,
yeah.
You do have to pay bills and you do have to go to meetings.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, Joshua, you're fairly new with them, but you're a former client.
Yeah. I was a member for about 2 months, and I recently was hired on. I started the 1st of April.
Did you go through a residential rehab before you went to Oxford House?
No. I went through I was incarcerated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you came out of that. For how long? For how long you've been incarcerated?
I was incarcerated for 18 months.
Okay, so after 18 months, and you pretty much decide that that's not the way you want to live.
Yeah.
And Oxford House gave you the opportunity to walk away from that, in that, and look forward to a new life of recovery.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to stay sober. I knew I wanted a different life. and I was in a halfway house in another state and didn't have no resources, and somebody told me about Oxford House. And I did an interview, got in, and I've been, you know, sold on it ever since.
Good. So when you were in Oxford House for the 2.5 months, you had a different job. Now you work for them, but, I mean, at that point in time, you didn't, right?
Right.
So what were you doing?
I was peer support case manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. At a local facility somewhere?
Yeah, in Phoenix.
Okay. All right. And then you moved to Bullhead?
Yes.
And to come to work for Oxford House?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to town.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're seeing the two houses in Bullhead City, basically?
Mojave County.
Oh, yeah, the whole county.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you traveled the whole thing yet?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the first day I was like, I'm going to Lake Havasu.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you have an office here or you work from home?
I work from home.
Okay. So you're working with the hospitals, you're working with the AA meetings, the NA meetings, and then like also Revive Behavioral Health, Hildy's House, Marina Point, those three rehab centers to, because they want, the rehab centers want their, and Chris from Revive hates it when I say this, their graduate to go to a Oxford home.
Yeah.
Correct? And to, because it's the next step in their recovery. Unless they really did really well and they really can go back home to a home atmosphere, they need that next step to live with the same gentleman or women and live in that atmosphere and go to meetings and be with the same type of people in a different location from Revive or Hildy's House or Marina Point.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it for since I've been in Oxford House and seen the way that it's run. Coming when you're in a treatment center, you have that safe environment. You're getting education on the disease. You're supported by people around you that are in the same mindset. But once you leave there, if you don't have a place to go back to that's going to be supportive and furthering your progress in your recovery, It's almost like you're setting yourself up.
Right. And some people need to leave the environment or leave where they were and go to another town. Start over, you know. And Oxford House is a great way to do that. If they got out of a, you know, treatment center in another state, they can come here to your Oxford House and start fresh and get a job and become a productive citizen again.
Absolutely, or vice versa. You know, there's Oxford Houses all over the nation.
Okay. So, all right. So, even if, like, if they left Hildy's House or Marina Point or Revive, they could say, I'm done with this area because all my friends are still addicted, even though I'm clean. I need to go somewhere else. And then Oxford House, like, you are going to be their contact.
Yeah.
You have the ability to sit down and say, well, let's look, where would you like to go? We have homes all over.
Yeah.
That's a big resource.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you have a lot in Phoenix?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have our five-year mark here in Arizona is July 1st, and we have upwards of 120 homes across the state.
Okay. That's a decent number.
Absolutely. It's a very large growth that we've had here in Arizona.
And that's because people can leave here and say, I want to go to Sholo. I want to start over in you know, Holbrook or something. Maybe an area where they've never lived before, but they need to go into the next step of their recovery, continuing into an Oxford House.
Absolutely. And within the recovery community, you know, changing your people, places, and things is one of the things that we try to do. I'm originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I got hired on and didn't think twice to come to Flagstaff, Arizona to start my career with Oxford House Incorporated. That's how much it helped me in my recovery.
How long ago was that?
August of 2022.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been working with them since then.
Yes.
And graduated from their program or from an Oxford House.
I started in an Oxford House there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I lived for 38 years.
Okay. In the town.
Yes.
Yeah. Not the house. Did you go through a treatment program before you went into the program?
House? Yes. I went to a place down in Texas and 34 days within a rehab facility. Mm-hmm. unlike a lot of our members, I was not ever incarcerated. I got out of the game before anything bad happened.
Lucky.
To me as far, yeah, lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky or smart.
Yeah.
Never can say you're smart and dumb doing the things we did. But, yes, and I went directly into an Oxford House.
Okay.
Taught me the responsibilities of life.
Right. Because for most people that go into a residential rehab, it's the next step.
Yes.
Yeah. And because they still need to be with – I know that – because I've had Chris from Revive in here many times. And I know that these people, you know, they go into a Revive from the street sometimes. And it's their first step. And they might be there, like you said, 30-some days, 60-some days, whatever, to where they get to the point to where now they don't want to leave because they have their friends are there. They've had the leadership program. They've had the whole programs that have helped them become the sober individual that they are. And the next step is to move into an Oxford House.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have somebody in the homes, Joshua, that's been there a while, that kind of more or less is a leader, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, everybody plays a role. Everybody right. plays a part in maintaining the house. We have people that make sure that everybody's doing their chores, making sure everybody pays their equal expense. People that keep tabs on the books, you know, our business account, things like that. So we try to steer away from getting leadership dependent. So we all try to, you know, take that responsibility.
So the roles are split up equally.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Even the new guy coming in is going to have, or new gal coming in is going to have roles and responsibilities.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I like I said, I have one in my neighborhood, and if I hadn't known, because I took a picture of it and sent it to Chris originally when they first listed it for sale, and of course it has a pool, and I told him, I said, it's got a pool, and he goes, oh, I don't know about a pool. And then Ashley was in here like a month or two later, and she said, our next house has a pool. And I went, oh, wow, you bought the house with a pool. So, but how cool is that if you're going to an Oxford house and there's a pool? I mean, we're going to hit 100 here in a few short weeks,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be a great place to relax and stay sober. And still, they're going to say, what is it like to have a good time around a pool without a beer?
Oh,
you know, yeah. So these guys are going to all learn that, aren't they?
They can yeah. do that in an Oxford house.
Yes, sir.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. You got questions? Give us a call.
I'd like to be on the sea in an
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's FAST ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that FAST care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County.
For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
Get your tickets today for the Great Duck Pluck, supporting River Fund's efforts to help people in the tri-state area dealing with crisis or emergencies. Adopt a duck or a whole flock and come watch the action at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 13th on the Colorado River at Bullhead Community Park. Get tickets at riverfundinc.com for a chance to win cash and prizes. All proceeds stay in the Colorado River region.
A public service message from the Radio Central stations, KJJ 102.3, KNTR Talk, and KNTR Sports, AM and FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Preller Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you thinking in 2024 you want to buy a home? Get out of an apartment? Get out of a rental? Well, write down this number, because you're going to need some cash. This guy's got a vault underneath his desk the size of the Pentagon, and every shelf has money on it. Oh, yeah, you want him as a friend, don't you? Noel, I don't know, he might go have a beer with you. You know, it's Chad Hansen. Yeah, and you call him up, 928-288-2691. He won't meet you at a bar, but he'll meet you at his office, and he'll give you some paperwork to fill out. He'll be your best friend, because if you need $300,000, he's got it. You need $400,000, he's got it. What do you need? He's got it. Yeah. And you can know what? You can even get your mortgage before you pick your house. Yeah. Then you got him in your back pocket. Everyone went down to a car lot and said, oh, my credit union is going to finance this. Yeah, because you talked to him. You can talk to Chad and meet with him in advance. Run your credit. Get it all set up. Then you know you can go out and tell the real estate agent, here's what we want a home for, $280,000, because that's what we can afford. How do you know that? Because we've already met with Chris. Yeah. Chad, excuse me. Did I say Chris? You call Chad. Meet with him. 928-288-2691. Pro Fit Kitchen, that healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, and now in Kingman. That's right, you see it from the freeway. Yeah, fresh, healthy food, four different salads, 12 wraps. Oh, yeah, 10 delicious burgers. I've not had all 10. I probably should. Yeah, I'm going to go there Monday night, date night. Four delicious bowls, plus fresh juices, smoothies, protein shakes. Oh, yeah, dine in, take it out. Now, in Kingman, you can place your order online and then go pick it up at the drive-thru window. Yeah. How cool is that? And speaking of Kingman, they're going to cut the ribbon on May 2nd at 4 o'clock. ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience. We did here at the Ken Preller Real Estate Tower. Yeah. We're all on fiber. Nothing dials up here. No. No satellite dish. No, It's all fiber. Doesn't fail. Doesn't go down. Doesn't deviate. Right. You can have it too. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up today. There's over 23,000 connections out there right now. All right, we're back, and we're speaking with Oxford House. And one of the things you said off the air was Oxford House has been along how long? Around how long?
Oxford House started in 1975 in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Wow. That's a chunk of change.
That's quite a while, yeah.
75 in Maryland. And the deal then, and the same concept, was to help people get into sober living and start a new life.
Yeah, to make a long story short, there were four gentlemen that were in a federal halfway house that was losing their funding, and knew they needed more rehabilitative support and with their addictions, rather than the 6 months they had to stay there. So long story short, they found the person within the rooms that had the lease on that house. They took it over, ran it democratically, is how they figured out would work best.
Right.
And that's how Oxford House was born.
Wow. Because everyone's road to recovery is different. I mean, it's just like some people get a head cold, some people get, you know, our bodies are all different. We all react to everything differently. Some people can go through a residential treatment program in 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, 60 days. And then you mentioned that some people can live in Oxford House for quite a while. You said you were in Oxford House for 2.5 months.
Years.
Yeah. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, 2.5 years. And then how long were you in Oxford House originally?
Before I got hired on, I was in about 1.5 years.
Okay.
I still do live in an Oxford House because I like my boots on the ground and working with the members directly.
Well, and it's a way for you to stay in touch with everything that goes on.
Absolutely.
If the public is listening and they say, well, how do I get in touch with Oxford House? I got a nephew, I got a cousin, I got somebody that I need to go hook up and take there. Pick up and took there. They probably want to hook them up and take them to Oxford House. How do they do that?
Okay, so you can find all the information that you ever could want on Oxford House. There's full transparency with the community. It's at www.oxfordhouse.org.
Okay.
If you want to find a house in your area, a particular area, you go to www.oxfordvacancies.com.
Okay. And that will show them homes in the, whatever, I guess you probably put in your area code or zip code.
Yeah, you can search by zip code, search by state and county, search by men and women. It'll show all the houses across the nation.
Right, because you mentioned that in Havasu you have a women's, but you don't have one in Bullhead.
Not yet, no.
Okay. Soon.
Soon. We know we're trying to expand out into Kingman, of course.
Okay.
We're trying to get a women's house here in Bullhead because we know there is a need. And of course expand more in Lake Havasu City. We're all about expansion.
Right. Okay. All right. So as far as the public goes, the best way to do it is to go to the website and get the information, and then I guess you can fill out forms there or something or something.
Yeah, you can find all the forms. You can find all the forms. You can find contact numbers. If you go to the vacancies, OxfordVacancies.com site, each house has a point of contact.
Okay.
And you can give them a call.
Okay.
There's also on the .org, OxfordHouse.org, you can call World Services, call the main branch, anywhere. You can find any kind of information you want on those sites.
Okay. Have we forgot anything?
No, not that I can think of.
Not that I can think of.
All right. Great information. Thank you both, and I appreciate it. And keep us up to date. We met each other yesterday in a MAP meeting here in Bullhead City, but keep us up to date as you expand, and we'll keep our listeners up to date.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. Coming up next from Lake Havasu City, the one, the only, Sam Scarmato. Oh, Paula Boy. And Sam Scarmato. Yes, Sam will be in studio for a full hour and bring you up to date on everything that he knows of what's going on at the parties. Yeah. Why he votes, what he wants to vote. Who he likes and who he doesn't like, he has no problem telling you. Monday on the program, hey, we're going to talk the duck plunk. Yes, with Mike Connor. And after that, we're going to talk about Bullhead Police Department. Emily, everyone have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.